Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I know that spring officially starts on March 19th, but to be honest, I've never really paid attention to that because for me, spring starts today. This morning, we sprung forward an hour for daylight savings time. I'm happy we're getting that extra hour of daylight. There's a lot of things I want to do after work, like scrambling around rocks in the Hondo wash or working on two-wheeled projects that have been piling up in my garage. Then there's the things that I need to do, like weeding. Coming into 2024, the National Weather Service kept promising a wet winter, and it finally delivered in abundance. Around the high desert, that means that alongside the plants we're happy to see get that extra precipitation, there's a whole host of invasive weeds, grasses, and mustards that sprout up quickly and can choke out native plants. A few weekends ago, the Mojave Desert Land Trust had an invasive plants training session for those interested in volunteering with the nonprofit or for folks who just want an education on what to pull versus what to keep. The training's been put on by Mackenzie Nelson. She's the Land Trust Outreach and Volunteer Coordinator. We sat down and talked about how the problem of invasive plants and weeds can feel overwhelming, but the Land Trust is seeing progress with less invasives returning after volunteers get out there and attack an acquisition.
We see less instances of those invasive species in the more remote areas, and we don't have to go back as often. If we do have to do some invasive species removal, we don't have to go back every single year. We're able to monitor it, but we don't have to really make it a large move to, remove all of that.
Some of those 120,000 acres that the MDLT oversees will be remote areas where invasives still do harm, but they aren't as heavily trafficked as spots like Section 33, which is located right off Highway 62 as you enter the high des.
That's just kind of a constant project that we have on our docket all the time, where we're always going out and picking up trash and picking up those invasive mustards. I think it's just like a yearly routine that we have because it is so heavily visited and it's adjacent to a really busy highway and schools and residences. So it's just natural that we're going to see more of those invasives.
So right now it's Sunday and maybe like me, you have a little bit of time off. A great place to start tackling the giant invasive weed problem is right in your front yard. Getting down and pulling weeds by the root is incredibly satisfying, and I've seen less mustards return each year on my property, although my backyard has large patches of red brome. I'll need to hula hoo to make any progress. But that's the idea, right? Any progress is good progress, and doing the best you can with what you have is a good way to approach any problem that can feel overwhelming.
I think the best plan attack is just acting as soon as you can, especially this time of year is really crucial. We're starting to see the winter annuals come up. That's a really great time to get out there and start removing them before they go to seed or get too impossibly big that it becomes a chore to remove.
Mackenzie shared a lot of great training materials from the session, and if you get done weeding your property and feel like tackling some larger lots, you can always volunteer with the Mojave Desert Land Trust. We'll have links to that invasive weeds training and how to volunteer all of this story on our website, z1077fm.com. And that's your news for Sunday. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.